again, we left 22 guys back, and we took a lot of the rookies and guys that needed the reps to be able to evaluate them, and we used that game strictly for that. And I thought I was really proud early. I thought that offensively we did a real nice job in the first half, and, you know, we were able to move the ball successfully. Needed to finish more drives, certainly, but, you know, we gained possession of the football. We kept possession of the football a lot in the first half and kept the ball away from their offense. Again, unfortunately, we lost the turnover battle 2-1. We lost the penalty battle 8-4. We put the ball on the ground, unfortunately, in the wrong position, too. We fumbled inside our 25-yard line, so they score points. So that's kind of the difference in the game.
Your twos and threes fared pretty well against their ones, especially in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, again, I was really proud of the way that the front played. I thought that 2-2 ran the ball really hard between the tackles. I thought the quarterbacks managed the game pretty well. You know, we didn't take, you know, time counts and that type of thing. So I was proud of that part of it, that aspect of it. We had a few snafus, you know, special teams wise, and that's normally the case when you take a bunch of new guys to a game and you don't have like an A group punt team.
Yeah, Diggy, pretty impressive at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, Diggy played well. He came into the game, you know, when Kai was having an issue with his wristband. He came in and the very first play was a pass, and, you know, he completes it, and he did a real nice job of managing the game, and certainly did a good job throwing the football.
Not out today. Is everything okay with him?
Well, we're diagnosing right now. He's a little bit nicked up, and we're seeing exactly what it is.
Okay. Couple drops defensively and offensively that could have turned the table a little bit.
We had a drop there on one of the last drives offensively that could have resulted in some type of points, and then certainly we had three different times we had our hands on the football defensively, and, you know, we had missed opportunities there to stop drives so they don't get points. And you know, every time we get our hands on the football, if we can secure it, it's a big play.
It's a long camp, but it's a short week between games. Talk about this week and what you want to accomplish as you get set for Winnipeg.
Yeah, we had a good solid work day today. We got a lot of work with our A group. And then what we'll do is tomorrow we'll back off just a hair. Then the next day is a walkthrough day. And then we're evaluating very strongly our football team against Winnipeg here at home.
Yeah, enough roster spots for get the veterans enough time, and then get the guys that impressed you on Monday a second or third look.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll play our starters early, and then from there we'll put everybody in the game and get the evaluations done, because again, you don't get but two preseason opportunities, and so we've got to evaluate who we need.
You got the games in quick order, then you got another chance for another week or 10 days of training camp. Yeah, how are you going to treat that part?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to be real smart with it, quite honestly. And, you know, it's very seldom that you get an opportunity to have a bye week prior to even starting, you know, game one. The one positive is the fact that if you got anybody, nicked up from that game, that you maybe get them back. And then, but unfortunately, the timing and that type of thing, it's tough to simulate game speed. So it'll be kind of a catch-22 going into that game one.
So, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, man.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three makes a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.